Okay, Ken Ramirez, thanks for joining us. You're inheriting this role at kind of a difficult time right now. I mean, what are your priorities as chairman during this time of pandemic?
Right. So, yeah, you know, everything took place so quickly. The election took place on the 14th, and then on the 15th, we took action to close our gaming casino, and we were the first tribe in California who stepped up to the plate and said that our concern for our employees and our tribal citizens and the overall community was first and foremost. And so we took action right from the get-go to close the facility and keep everybody safe and healthy. So needless to say, currently the casino is closed and there is no income coming in for the current time. We have other businesses, but the cash cow for us is really the casino. And so my main focus right now is around reopening, the dates for reopening, and getting a timeline for when and what that's going to look like. It's our opinion and our understanding, and I'm of the same belief, that when we do open back up for business, business is not going to be the same as it was before. So things like social distancing may still be required, and that means we're going to have to open up a little bit different. But again, we want to be safe and we want to present ourselves in a good way with the community to make sure that everybody is protected as best as we can, and we want to do our part to make sure that we're doing that.
Do you have a tentative timeline for reopening the casino, or is it too early to say?
No, it's really too early to say. So originally what we said is we would close until April 13th, and then that date was extended to the end of April. And what we've done is during that time we've continue to pay our employees nonstop and keep their health benefits intact. When we made the announcement that we were going to be closed even longer, we also made the announcement that we would continue to pay them with their benefits intact, and we would give updates as we move forward. So as we navigate through where we are, it looks like we may be going into May and maybe the end of May. And so what we've done is made some adjustments in what we do. We are continuing to pay the employees, but we're taking a little bit of a cutback with their salaries, but we're going to continue to pay them, and their benefits will still be intact. So as far as the opening date, we're unsure, but we're hopeful that it will be maybe the end of May.
Okay, definitely. And so what are some of the things that San Manuel is doing to help people during this pandemic?
Well, some of the things that we've done right away is put a program together to help take care of the community. And so we've been feeding certain organizations in town to help our first responders, the doctors and the people who are tending to the sickest people that are out there and putting themselves in harm's way. We want to make sure that they're taken care of. So some of what we've done is provided meals for groups like Loma Linda University, the hospital. We've provided meals to the SAC clinic, to Mary's Mercy Center, and we've been very active in the community to make sure that we're doing our part to ensure that people are staying safe and healthy. We've also had a blood drive this past week, and I believe we raised 100 pints of blood, and so it went over so well, we're going to do that again in the near future, as well as a food giveaway. So we did a food giveaway at the San Manuel 66 Stadium, and it was so well attended, and there were so many people that drove up to pick up a bag of food that we're going to do it again in the near future.
Is there anything else that you want the public to know?
Well, so, you know, San Manuel really wants to do its part in taking care of our constituents, and our constituents are our employees. We have just over 5,000 employees, and they really are number one concern outside of our tribal constituencies. We want to make sure that our employees and their families are well taken care of. So we really strive on the fact that they are our largest asset, and we want to make sure that we take care of them in a way that they're going to be able to take care of themselves and not become sick because of what's going on in the crisis that we're in. So we've stayed in contact with them. They've sent many, many beautiful messages to the tribe, thanking us for what we're doing and keeping them their salaries paid and their benefits intact. And so when we open back up again, I'm thinking that it's just going to be an overwhelming show of support from our employees and the people in the community for us being so continuously out in the community doing what's right and acting on our beliefs.
Okay, Ken Ramirez, thanks so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.